Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon. I am your groove mistress, your host, and spiritual advisor, Madam Perry. But you can call me Jen, Jennifer, JP, Perry. I'm just happy that you're here and that I am too. And thanks to everyone who has been following, listening, leaving comments, people leaving comments on LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram and even on the sites where they listen to podcasts. Like Apple, Stitcher, whatever podcast app you listen on for your preferred podcast pleasures. Thank you for leaving the reviews and let me know what you like. And I tell guests, my audience is just a fascinating group. You have so many different interests. And some couple of people have written reviews saying whether it's somebody that you've heard of, that you know of, like Dave Koz, a Grammy-winning saxophonist, or someone that you don't know, that you still find them interesting. And I find that sometimes by the time the show comes on, most of my listeners have got more information about the guest than me. And that's pretty cool. So, let's see, last couple of weeks we had Breanne Davis. She's an actor, producer, writer. Her book is her newest book. And I think it's actually her first book. It's called Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict. And it is a sizzler. So you want to get that. Then we also had, Adelia Acker. Now, she was a co-host of We're Our Only Fans. And now she has a new podcast called... She was a lot of fun. And, of course, my co-host on both of those was my client, Jennifer Irwin. Sorry, I'm having to stop and take a drink of water because I've been talking so much. But, Jennifer Irwin, my client, who, as you know, has a brand new book out called Address the Color of the Moon. And she was a lot of fun, too. So let me go ahead and bring in tonight's guest. She's a radio host, producer. She's an artist manager with Sony. I'm going to bring her in right now, Jennifer DeVoe Muse. Jennifer, welcome to Madam Perry Salon. Jennifer, come on, get comfy. We're here in the genie bottle. We are happy to have you here, and say hello to the people. Okay. Jennifer Muse, Jennifer DeVoe Muse. She hosts a show on LA Talk Radio called Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And let me tell you, if you've ever listened to it, you know it's like you've just gone to a party. And which is great, especially if you want to go to one and you don't want to get dressed. So I'll see. Okay, now my microphone's falling off. This is going to be a wild night. So, Jennifer, can you hear us here? Okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. I think I've lost Jennifer DeVoe for just a moment. So I'm going to play a... Oh, are you there, Jennifer? Okay, I'm going to play a song and be right back in just a moment. This is by a friend of mine named Bruce Sudano. He's been stuck in Italy since the COVID lockdown, but I think he's on his way back home soon. It's a little song he did. He wrote that his late wife recorded, and I'll bet you know it.
You see him out on the street at night, picking up all kinds of strangers. Price is right. You can't score if your pocket's tight. Do you want a good time. You ask yourself who they are, like anybody else. They come from near and far. Bad girls talking about the sad girls. Sad, 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 sad girls talking about the bad girls. Now it's Friday night and the strip is hot. Sun gone down and they're out to dry. Spirits high, legs look hot. Do you wanna get down? You ask yourself who they are. Like everybody else, they wanna be a star. Bad girls talking about the sad girls. Sad, sad girls talking about the bad girls. Talking about the bad girl. Big, big. Now you and me, we're both the same. Though we call ourselves by a different name. Your mama won't like it when she finds out that a girl been out tonight. You ask yourself who they are. Come from near and far. Bad girls, sad girls, talking about the bad girls. Beep, beep. Mm-hmm. Bad girls, sad girls, talking about the bad girls. Beep, beep. Your mama won't like it. No, no, no. Your mama won't like it. Talking about the bad girls.
All right, that was our friend Bruce Sedona, Bad Girls. And I'm Madam Perry, and I'm here with the fabulous Jennifer DeVoe Muse, host of and producer of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio. Jennifer, glad to have you here. And for some reason, I can't hear you if you're talking to me. So I'm going to keep talking and just want to say, last week I was working and I was listening to some other radio shows and I started listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And I swear I laughed so hard. It was such a fun show. This woman is so, she's brilliant. She's talented. Extremely clever. I felt like I was hanging out with some friends at a party house, but I'm still trying to do some work. But it worked, and it was inspiring. So, Jennifer? Can you hear me? Because I am not hearing you. So let's see if I can get your voice in here somehow. Somehow. I don't know. Let's see, I have a message here from a listener, Derek Webb. Derek. He says that you're his manager, Derek Jacob Webb. Jennifer, have you ever heard of this guy? He looks kind of like a werewolf. Okay. I'm going to play a little something from our sponsor. This is called Living for the Cinema. This guy has, I talked about him last night. He has a podcast all about movies, but it's not just current movies. He talks about movies that have been brand new and some that are 20 or 30 years old. And this is what he has to say.
Do you enjoy watching movies?
Yes!
Do you like to hear other people's opinions on movies?
Yes!
And do you find that you don't always have the time to listen to an entire podcast about one movie?
Yes!
Well, then you might enjoy my new podcast, Living for the Cinema. My reviews cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of what makes each film unique, but in less than 15 minutes. Check out Living for the Cinema on all platforms where podcasts are available.
Okay. That's Living for the Cinema. And one of them that I especially liked was on Ruthless People. Remember the movie with Danny DeVito and Bette Midler that came out in the, the 80s or something? Like the mid-80s. Hilarious movie. And let's see what we're going to do right now. I'm going to play something else. I think that Jennifer DeVoe is going to come back. Wait a minute. I think she has come back.
I'm here. What's up?
Yay! Hallelujah. Oh,
I was starting
Lord.
To think there was an issue. I was like, oh, no. Maybe I should call back.
I am so glad. How you doing,
sometimes
sweetie?
Things happen.
Oh, you telling me?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
Sometimes things happen. Listen, I'm just glad to have you here. While I've been talking to you, my the boom mic or the mic for me here, the handle or I think has come off of the stand, so I'm kind of propping it up.
No.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? This is what makes you good in the business. When you go through stuff like this and then things happen later, you can go, oh, that's all that bothered you? That's the only problem you had? That's how you like in the big time. You gotta learn how to roll with it. Prop up your mic against something else and hold on to it. And
amen.
That's what you gotta do. You're gonna whine about it or you're gonna get the job done. Because I am just so psyched to have you here. Last night we had your client, China Myers, on here talking about her book, A Letter to God. And she talked about being a co-host with you on a radio show. And she was absolutely enchanting.
She is one of the nicest people you will ever meet and just very talented, and I'm very proud and blessed and honored to have her as a friend and as a client and as a co-host. And she's really great author and screenwriter, and I really believe in what she does, especially from a woman's perspective. So, you know, she's doing good for the world.
Oh, she is. She is. She is definitely a positive force for the world, as are you. I think
thank
on
you.
One of the posts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, sister, it's going to take all of us. You know that. It's going to take a village of women to save the world.
I agree.
There are plenty of good men.
You just need to vote one of us president.
One
of us president.
Yes.
A good one, of course.
Somebody, I don't know if you know Zuzu Mansour. She's a singer for the band called Soraya. Isn't she great? She was on a couple of months ago, and we were talking about stuff like that. I think somehow we mentioned because she had covered the song Jolene, the Dolly Parton song.
Oh, yes, love that song.
Oh, yeah, and she does such a gorgeous and haunting version of it. And we were talking about Dolly Parton. I said, well, you know, Zuzu, some people want Dolly Parton for president, but I don't.
Oh.
I want Dolly Parton for queen. I want her to be the queen
of
America. The president, you got to have too many other people involved, okay? But if she was the queen, there we got it going.
I've loved Dolly since I was a kid.
Dolly, and who else does she have in her cabinet? Betty White, Keith Richards, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Great cabinet. That would be, most definitely. But I'm very excited to be on your show tonight, and thank you so much for having me as a guest. And, you know, hopefully having some of your people that you do PR for on our show, and then also maybe submitting some more of our people to your show. So that would be great, and I'm very excited to have this partnership with you now.
That's how the world goes around, and we've already gotten a shout-out from my client, Jennifer Irwin. Oh, here's what, let me tell you, I don't know if you saw this on Instagram. On Instagram, I put it Tuesday, and you long for a good party with friends, but you don't want to put on outdoor clothes, much less leave the couch. So join me with the outrageously fun Jennifer DeVoe Muse. Because.
Amen. I love couches.
Now we can party without getting dressed. How long have you been doing your
Amen.
Show, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block?
This show I have been doing for almost 5 years. So this coming March, March 8th will be the official 5-year mark that we've been on this show. And then a lot of people don't realize that I've actually been on the radio now for almost 10 years. I had a show prior to this one called Steph and Jen Get Real. And my co-host Stephanie Shepherd unfortunately passed away last year. But I have this show now, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And originally it was with my co-host, the other Dave Navarro, who was also with Sony before. And then also now my co-hosts are, it started with my husband in July of 2017. He took over as my co-host and has been on there for almost the entire time I've had the show, so a little over 4 years. James Muse, or as everybody in the industry calls him, the Muse. So if you go to a concert in L.A., one of our concerts or another concert, if I'm there doing press coverage, you know, he'll be there having a good time. And so everybody knows the Muse. And he's a party animal, I tell you. But and then of course now I have Chyna Myers, author Chyna Myers from Pennsylvania, and also actor and producer Derek Webb from New Hampshire, and then of course we have Kashina Saunders, aka Silent Giggles, and the joke started with her. She's one of my best friends. I call her the Blesbian because she's a black lesbian. So I just thought that was a good term to put together, Blesbian. So she got the name Silent Giggles because she used to come to the radio station with us all the time. And she would just sit in the corner on her phone and just, like, listen to us and the things that I would say. And then she'd just, like, laugh silently in the corner. You could see her chuckling and wanting to bust out laughing, but that's just how Silent Giggles rolls. And she's, you know, my ride or die, my lesbian, one of the BFFs. And so she can't always be on the show because the woman works two jobs now. But she will forever be known as Silent Giggles because the other Dave Navarro, my first co-host for this show, gave her that name because she would just sit in the corner and laugh silently to herself. So that's a running joke on the show now. We always say, somewhere out there, sitting in a corner, laughing silently, is Silent Giggles.
By the way, I got a message just a few minutes ago on Facebook from Derek Webb.
Oh, yes, I love him.
I don't know if this is a picture, like a profile of someone, and then a book, an image of a book cover beside them. And if that is Dave, looks like he's got nice glasses. You could use some facial waxing. It's kind of like a. You know the picture I'm talking about?
I think so.
I don't know if it's a werewolf, a werepig, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, yes. Yes. So my friend and client, actor and producer Derek Webb, was in a movie called Hollywood Werewolf with Andy Dick. And if anyone out there knows the reputation of Andy Dick, he's an interesting person, and he's in a few of my buddy James Balsamo's movies. So, yeah, he was in Hollywood Werewolf with Andy Dick, so that's, yeah. He's done a bunch of different movies lately. He's going to be in Hollywood Slasher soon. He's done the whole last year, Derek has just been a force to be reckoned with. He's just really pounding out the movies and, you know, all mostly horror and sci-fi type stuff. I'm very proud of him. He's really doing a lot. And, yeah.
Fantastic.
He's a good guy.
He seems like it. And I got a feeling that you would not, I mean, business is business, but I got a feeling that you would not be an artist rep or manager for anyone who would be not a good person. Just in the end.
I don't deal with scumbags, and I don't deal with liars, thieves, cheaters. Like, I don't deal with people who are out there to screw the next person over. I don't deal with that me, it's all about me mentality that some of these actors and musicians and whatever get. I don't deal with that. If you're going to be repped by me, then I'm going to take you down a couple of pegs because you're not all that in a bag of chips. Because there's always somebody out there that's better than you and younger than you and whatever. So you can't. You have to stay humble at all times. Stay humble, stay real, stay grounded, stick to your roots. Don't get too big for your britches, basically. You know, and my nana always said, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
I just always
believed in being a good person, being a nice person, being real with people. I'm from New England. And I hate to say it like this, we're brutally honest. I don't say it in a nasty way. You can say what you need to say, but don't have to be rude or nasty about it. So I just put it out there, like if somebody wants me to give them my real feedback, you know, I'm going to. And I was a judge for the last year of the Vans Warped Tour battle. Yeah, it was the 2018, it was the last year that they were doing the Vans Warped Tour, and they were doing, like, the Battle of the Bands, and so whoever wins would get a spot on Vans Warped Tour. So, that was a lot of fun, and, you know, that was the last year they were doing it, and I'm very honored, and that was through my buddy from Youngblood Productions. Shout out to Nathan Young. He's like a brother to me. I love that dude. He really got me launched a lot into the industry. And I want to thank him for that. And then also Acropolis Music. Check them out. They're good people too. Daniel Park, love you, dude. I've had a lot of help and support in this industry. And my buddy, shout out to my buddy Warrior Dave. Warrior Dave is a huge supporter of music here in L.A. He goes to everybody's concerts. He now works at the world famous Whiskey A Go Go. Shout out to the Whiskey. So we deal with a lot of great venues out here. I host my own concerts, but I also book my people and other bands on other people's concerts as well. And so I do a lot for the industry, I think. I manage like 25 bands and artists from around the world, different genres of music. Some are actors, some are freak show performers, some are dancers. I have authors, I have different bands, stuff like that. So a lot of really great people out there. Like, check out Scott Plant, P-L-A-N-T-E, Scott Plant from New Hampshire. He's an amazing up-and-coming artist. Some of the band, like, I just started working with Sony. Initially, it was Sony Music Entertainment. I worked as a radio host and producer for them. and were distributed by Sony, Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, and BMG, that's the Bertelsmann Group, and then, of course, the biggest one of all, 5050 Global Music, Inc. Shout out to my boy Quest Cross. Love you, dude. He's known on the Facebook as Quizzle Starts. Love you, dude. Thank you for helping me so much. Thank you to the other Dave Navarro for getting me in with Sony and Quest. Really appreciate everything that they've done for me. And we're syndicated everywhere. Vinny's World Talk of the Block is like everywhere. We're on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. We're like literally everywhere. Sirius XM, Audible. And then now we're with the Sony family. So big things are coming. I forgot, 5050 Global EDM. So there's a lot of stuff that we do. I do A&R for Sony. I'm an A&R manager, a distribution manager, a tour manager, and a music publicist for them. Hopefully this will up my game with everything, of course.
Yeah.
But you could hear our radio show on LA Talk Radio. That's the big one, LA Talk Radio.
That's where I found you, yeah. And this is a good chance if I could stop and just say, if you're listening to us live tonight, which is November 9th at 8:25 p.m. Eastern, 5:25 or 5:26 p.m. on Pacific, if you're listening to us live and you have a question or you want to talk to Jennifer DeVoe Muse, give us a call, 646-716-9922. It's a toll-free call in the continental U.S. If you're at a place, and we've all been there, Jennifer, where you're at a job and you can't make a phone call or for whatever reason, you can always message me on Facebook, either through Madam Perry Salon or, as Derek Webb did, or Jennifer Maudette Perry, and I will share your comment or question with Jennifer DeBoe.
Awesome.
And also, if you are an entertainer of any type, and you know, I try to tell people these things all the time as an entertainment publicist, and I even wrote a book called How to Sell Your Book Today, and I always tell them, you can't be me. You've got to interact with people, which is why I love the client, Jennifer Irwin. She's got people from the tour we did 4 years ago. She called it our Thelma and Louise tour because we drove half of it, and she met people that she still keeps up with, interacts with, she cares with about their life. She's not... It wasn't all about me, I'm the writer. It's like, how are you, you know, she keeps up with everybody. I don't know how she does it. But listen, this woman, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, she knows what she's talked about. She's done she's a publicity, tour management, artist management for Sony. She knows what she's talking about. So whatever she says here, listen. And listen well. And if you don't, I don't want to hear you crying to me because you just can't get that career moving. And that's the truth. You know from what you speak because you know the business, your experience. You've got more cred than I could even name in one show.
I can't remember.
So what are some of the fun, what are some things that make a band really take off? What makes them easy to work with, and what gives somebody star quality? I mean, you got to be able to write and perform and play, whatever you do. You've got to be able to do your instrument, whether your instrument's your voice, guitar, piano, whatever it is, and you've got to be able to do the good job. But what is there something else, other things that give somebody the edge over other acts?
Number one, it's attitude. It's about, you know, staying true to your roots. Don't sell out. Even when you're with a huge company like that, like, stay grounded. Another thing is stage presence. That's a huge thing. Like, people want to see a show. They don't want you just standing there boring and just singing. Like, people want an actual, like, production. They want you to interact with them. They want you to... you know, talk to them or whatever, you know, be interaction with the crowd. That's a huge part of it. I tell all my bands, have a connection with the crowd, really, you know, interact, don't be afraid, you know, because, like, they're your fans. They're the ones that are going to keep coming back to see you. They're the ones that are going to pay for, you know, to go to your concert. They're going to pay to get a sign, you know, signed with, you know, a signing with you, like, to sit there, have you sign their, you know, autograph their picture or whatever. Like, you've got to interact with people. So you have to have a good mental attitude, and you have to be nice. That's a big thing. You can't be snooty to your people, because nobody wants that. They want you to, like, interact with them. And of course, like I said, stage presence, like what you do on stage is a big thing. You know what I mean? And always be down to, like, take pictures with your fans, to get photography done, just, you know, in general. It's about costuming. It's like how you dress. It's about the look. It's, you know what I mean? There's just certain things that you have to do that are just beyond even just the music. Yes, you got to practice morning, noon, and night, really honing your craft and getting it to where you sound the best that you possibly can on stage or while you're recording or whatever. You know, it's also about, like, who you hire. You know, if you want your music to sound like crap, you know, you just go to somebody who sits in their basement and whatever. No, okay. you want the best. Like, if you want your band to sound like the next level, then you have to hire people that are next level. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it just there's a lot that goes into it. But it is about a lot about your presence in the world and how you interact with people and treat people.
It's sort of like there was a, you know, for years I played with a jazz band, and sometimes I had a keyboard player that his name was Doug Smith. He lives back in New York now, but he was he played a lot with Parliament Funkadelic, and we were talking about putting together the song. Oh God, I know. And we were talking about putting together songs and so forth, and how we were going to do this, and how we were going to segue to different things. And he said, and he would stop and he'd say, "Now this is how you." This is how you go from an act or separate the act from an attraction.
Yes.
And it sounds simple, but it makes a big difference. And
it does. I mean, do you want to be a garage band and just play in the backyard for your buddies? Or do you want to be Kiss? Do you want to be Aerosmith? Do you want to be Guns N' Roses? Because all these bands started, Metallica, all of them, started out and, like, playing in their garage, playing in their buddy's backyard. They started out just like any other band. They didn't magically just become Metallica, selling thousands of millions of records and gold and this and that. It wasn't always like that. You know what I'm saying? They had to start somewhere also. But the whole point of it is, like, how big do you want to take it? Do you want this to just to be some small little thing? Or do you want to get played on the radio? Do you want to get signed by a big label? Do you want to play in front of thousands and thousands, like 20, 30, 40,000 people? Or do you want to play in front of 20 people? There is a big difference. It's all about ambition and drive and where you want to take this. You know what I'm saying? So that's a big part of it. Just like with our career in radio or anything, how big do you want this? Do you want to be Howard Stern? Do you want to be Eddie Trunk? Do you want to be Don Imus? Do you want to be Rick Dees? Do you want to be Casey Kasem? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be these big names in music that all these famous musicians talk to and are interviewed by? Or do you want to just podcast out your basement and do some little thing about, I don't know, electronics? I don't know. Whatever it is. Like, how big do you want that to take this? How do you want a career in it, or is this just a, or is this just a, a hobby? There's a difference between a hobby and a career. Big difference.
Yeah, and it, and how you treat it is that it, you know, because I think that sometimes you can be not as good a player, maybe as someone else, but it's how you put that song over and how you make the audience feel. I think. And I'll tell you what else, as a publicist, and of course, you know a lot about entertainment publicity, for gosh sakes. I always find with my podcast, and like people say, I have famous people on, I have unknown people on. But I'll tell you
this. Same with me.
The famous, that's just like you, but the famous people, and I know you'll back me up on this, I've had people say, you know, maybe I've seen them play around something and they want to be on, and I'll say, okay, now here, I need you to promote this here, 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 and here. And this guy was, one guy goes, I didn't know you expected me to do all the work. Okay, I thought, all right, okay, you know, you're wanting to get your career off, but I'll tell you what, if it's somebody that is like, I've had people on who, like Arden Marine, who's one of the stars of Insatiable on Netflix,
right.
Michael DeBar, I know you know Michael DeBar,
yeah,
and Zuzu, all these other people. Maybe they won't show up. But they promote the show even than I do. Even my bar didn't promote it. He's pushing me to do it for the show. Okay, did you put it here? Did you put it there? Did you not promote it here? They will promote the show.
Right.
People who don't need my show to be keep their career going will promote my show or their appearance on my show even more than me. And so
That
it doesn't matter how big or how small the show, they treat every appearance the same. It's important to them. And that's what I tell clients.
Yeah.
You got to treat every – you haven't got to say, well, if I'm not on this show, then I'm not going to do it. Really? Then you won't be where these people are.
Right.
They treat
very true.
Everything. Everything is the same. So I know you're backing me up.
Is a big interview. It doesn't matter who the person is. I mean, I've interviewed a lot of celebrities in my life, and I'm friends with a lot of celebrities, but I don't want to get to my damn head. You know, you can't be like that. You have to treat everything the same, no matter how big or small, no matter how big the venue is, no matter how big the radio show host is. Any chance for publicity is an opportunity, you know, for you to get the word out about what you're doing. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Well, I tell them, say, look, when you get to the big, wanting to be on the big shows, they're going to Google you and say, well, what else have they done? Oh, they're big. They're not going to say, oh, that's a tiny show. They're going to go, oh, they're out there hustling. They're doing the work. I can learn a lot from you. I know I need to learn a lot from you. But right now, I'm going to take a little break and get some water. Maybe you can, too. I've got about 55 seconds here to play a message from, I think it's Charles Barkley and friends.
Go for it.
So, Chuck,
all right.
Talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who gonna coach this team. They don't got no talent on it, and I don't really feel I talk.
That's kind of hard.
I don't feel I talk about the Knicks right now.
Want to talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madam Perry Salon, and I think Jennifer Perry. She's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostov, and all the comedians.
What about people that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny, real funny. But I think she's great, and I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
See, it's not terrible, and sometimes that's the best thing you can hear. It's not terrible. Am I right?
That's awesome. I mean, you got an endorsement by Charles Barkley. I mean, he's like one of the kings of basketball. I mean, come on.
Okay.
How could you not love him? Plus, he's a forecaster. That man does everything.
Oh, well, this is actually a faux Charles Barkley. But, you know, it's still
It doesn't
fun.
Matter. It's still badass. It's still
it
badass. Seriously, like,
totally
who cares? Like, I want to go do some of those now just for the hell of it. just to have, no. I have some celebrity friends that have done my radio show and have done the little plug. You're listening to, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to James Earl Clark on the blog, blah, blah. I used to do that all the time, but then we had COVID. And then, so, I need to start doing that again, but, like, again, COVID. Now our radio station, unfortunately, LA Talk Radio, has closed its physical doors, but we will still be an online radio station. But I think that this will open us up to even more possibilities, in my opinion. We'll be able to do you'll be able to see people better, and you can play music videos during the broadcast, and things like that. You know, when you're in the studio, you have the, you know, if the guest is there, then yeah, that's great. But if not, then they got to call in and you can't see them physically. And I kind of like that aspect. So, like, I like the fact that they're going to do this as a straight up just a video show. I think you'll be able to see the people better and you'll be able to, I think it'll be a better, like, whenever, it's like whenever I broadcast from home, it's going to be the same thing. It's just going to be like that every single week. But the great thing is, like, it gives us the option to play their music videos if they're a music person. I mean, we interview people from all walks of entertainment. We have authors, actors, directors, bands of different genres of music, singers and songwriters. We have anything you can think of. We've had sports people on there. We're official press for WWE wrestling. We were official press for the movie Creed 2. We've done a lot of stuff. We interviewed Elvira over 4 years ago. Yeah, so we've had a lot of really big people on our show. We're official photographers and press for the band Orgy. We deal with a lot of different people in the industry. Like my buddy James Balsamo, he puts out a lot of movies. Check out my actress Lillian Mortis, M-O-R-T-I-S, Lillian Mortis. She's a really big up-and-coming actress in the scene in L.A. She's about to do a movie with Michael Madsen, James Earl Jones, and Nicolas Cage very soon. She's gonna be, it's a horror movie. She's going to be doing, and so that's great. And her husband, Mortis the Devil's Reject, check him out. We have a lot of really great bands that we deal with. Check out our buddies from Cleaver, the band from Chile. Great guys, amazing music. And we have so many people that we manage. Band of Family from Bakersfield, California. We got Wicked Star out of Los Angeles. Hollywood Nightmare from L.A. Berserk. Check out the guys from Berserk. They're from Los Angeles. And, of course, Freak Show is one of my really big up-and-comers that I want. Several of these bands I want to bring with me to Sony for A&R, as well as Orgy, and hopefully some other really big bands we'll be bringing in. So really big things are coming for us. Check out Vokills. Vokills, he's been on American Idol. He just did a song with Run DMC. We've got Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian. Hilarious. This guy is one of the funniest guys I've ever seen in my life. He comes out literally dressed as a Viking, and he sings a song. It's a Disney song from the movie Pocahontas, but he changed the words. So instead of a whole new world, it's a whole new hole. Like he's going to stab a hole through you, run you through with his sword. And, and not to disturb anybody, but one of the things he pulls out of his bag is, this last show he pulled out a big purple dildo, like it was a sword. And he's extremely funny, and we're supposed to very soon have a comedy show, hopefully a weekly comedy show. For LA Talk Radio, we're in the works on this. I believe it's going to be at the Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. If not, it's at the Laugh Factory, one of those two. And hopefully I'm going to get Thomas the Red on there because he's hilarious. And some of us others, like, I do comedy, so I would be good for stand-up comedy. So I'm hopefully getting into that. And check out Fallen Fury and Star Daddy. Star Daddy, that man, he is one of the hardest working guys in the industry. He's constantly touring. A lot of great stuff. A lot of great artists and people that we manage, and we're very blessed. We got the Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from the Borderline Radio Show in Italy. They do the best in trap, pop, and EDM and stuff, dance music. It's great people, great stuff. We're very excited about all of them. Burn the Ship is a great new metal band out of Bakersfield, California. So we have a lot of really great artists on our label, and we're very proud to have all of them, like Black Sabbath, the female fronted Black Sabbath tribute. You got High Priestess and Clairvoyant Dawn Marlowe, and then our buddies from Potty Mouth. And so, you know, you'll see us regularly at a Green Jello show.
I'm looking at Green Jello right now.
I love Green Jello. They are hilarious. My brother, Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions, is one of his bassists. Shout out to Bill Manspeaker. I'm in the process of getting him on my radio show. I just booked the band Orgy for my birthday episode on Wednesday, January 26th. And more big people in the works. I'm working on getting Tommy Chong on the show right now.
Oh,
I'm a huge lover of Cheech and Chong. And we're massively 420 friendly. So I've got a lot of great people, and we're very honored to work with everybody at Sony and have had all the opportunities that we've had. Shout out to Sam Hassan, the owner of LA Talk Radio. We've been with him for almost 5 years. We love you, dude. You've really been there for us, and we really treasure your friendship and everything that you've done for us.
Sam Hassan,
you know what I mean?
Is a major legend.
Yeah. He is. I love him, and he has his show. He has a show every Monday through Friday, every morning. I believe he goes on at 10 in the morning, or no, 9 in the morning, something like that. And he is just great. He has been in the industry for a really long time, and unfortunately, COVID just kind of caught up with us, and he had to close the physical station down. But at least we're able to still have the radio show on the air because of him. And we love him and everything that he does. Shout out to our buddy Ronan Rosner. We miss you, dude. He used to be the IT guy for LA Talk Radio. We love you, dude. We miss you. You know, and come listen to James World Talk on the blog tomorrow, Wednesday, every Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, well, it's just LA Talk Radio. And we have tomorrow the band Our Frankenstein. So they played with Orgy and on many other big shows. They're really great guys. Shout out to Ryan Laney. So I'm very excited what this next year is to hold for us. And, of course, we'd love to have you on our radio show and talk to you about what you do for PR and for all the people that you deal with. And talk about your clients and what they got going on, and talk about your radio show. And, of course, Jennifer Irwin, author, of course, we're going to get her booked. We've got a lot of big Sony people coming up over the next couple of months. We've got, just quickly, last week we had Ron Apria. He's a famous saxophonist and musician. And then next week we have the band Maze, M-A-Z-E, from the United Kingdom. They just sold out a big venue in England last week, I believe. And then from Germany we have O de East, E-A-U, and then D-E, and then E-A-S-T from Germany. They are going to be on the show Wednesday, November 24th. We got Circle the Earth. Amazing performers. I want to bring them into the Sony family as well. Incredible. They're like R&B, pop, soul. Like they're just some rock in there. They just check them out. You'll really love them, Jennifer. You really will. Circle the Earth. Their music is incredible, inspiring, uplifting. It's just so beautiful and melodic. And they're going to be on my show Wednesday, December 1st. We got a lot of Sony people coming up. I got Avalanche, Karen Lowe, Groninger, McDaniel. A lot of big artists coming up over the next few months. Check out my husband's birthday show on Wednesday, December 29th. We got DJ King J in the house again with his new album. And then Wednesday, December 8th, we got filmmaker Monique Dismuke. So we got a lot of great artists, a lot of Sony people. We got two more Sony people to book. We got famous actor Dustin Ferguson. He's been in like Rambo and a bunch of other big movies. He's coming on January 5th. So a lot of great people that are in the works that we're trying to get booked right now as we speak. So it's going to be a great next year for our show, and we're very excited to take things to the next level and hopefully take some bands on tour. And we're going to play on some big festivals and concerts and tours and hopefully get in with Live Nation and some other stuff. And, of course, Sony. Shout out to Sony New York show and Sony Music LA. We love you guys, and we're very excited to be working with you now. And lots of great things to come over the next few years.
Yeah, much love to Sony New York, Sony Music LA, and Jennifer DeVoe Muse, I swear. You are bringing the good vibes to the world. You know, a lot of people have been depressed for the last year and a half, and a lot of good reasons, too, a lot of good reasons. But, you know, in history, when bad things happen and when challenges happen, humankind always finds a way to adapt and do and improve. You know, we
Amen.
Have to
it's
deal with
it. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's always darkest before the dawn.
And
remember.
It's a mother of invention. You know, you have to have something go bad to find something better. And I'm just amazed at all that you do. I don't know. You just do a lot for bands. You know, here I was thinking, gosh, you're giving such good information, and I hope people do play this show a lot and listen. And I would love for you to come back and talk. You know, I was telling somebody, I was on a business radio show, and they were asking about the difference in entertainment publicity and regular PR. And I said, well, with a corporation, you try to do crisis control, damage control, rumor control.
Right.
But when I studied film unit publicity through Henri Bollinger at UCLA, I learned on the film, you schedule whenever you're going to release a scandal. and stuff like that. And listen to that. That's why when, let's see, I had one client years ago that had a book about a cop with a drug problem that gets fired and ends up being only gets hired by the people who used to lock up. So I had a pop-up nightclub in a Barnes & Noble in Austin. And then when I took him somewhere else, I had some fake crack cocaine with evidence back because I used to work at a police department. And a little scale to hold them up. And I remember I wanted some scales. My husband goes, no, you can't get some scales. I said, why? He goes, I know you and your friend. You're going to be driving across several states, and the first one of you that gets locked up, trying to say, look, I know this real police evidence bag, but I swear it's fake. And I said, if I had these two girlfriends, and one of them ride with me, if we stopped, she would be going, this it's some plantation bullshit, and we would both be locked up. My other girlfriend, Kenya, who's on the show sometimes, if Kenya was with me, we could have honest-to-God police evidence crack cocaine, and by the time Kenya got through talking to somebody for 5 minutes, they'd be giving us an escort to make sure we made it across the state line, and the cops would buy us dinner. She's that kind of person. She can make – she's magic. So.
Quick shout out to my children, Chance DeVoe and Samantha Bailey in Maine. Shout out to all my family and friends. Love all of you. Thank you for believing in me and supporting me for the last, you know, almost 10 years with my crazy career choice.
It's it's not for the faint of heart. It's a lot harder than people think it is.
You have to have balls as big as, the Chrysler Building. You have to have serious, cojones to get into this business, and you can't be afraid of people, and you can't be afraid of telling it like it is and being brutally honest, because sometimes these people need to hear that. You know what I mean? Keep it real. That's why my company is Get Real Global. Everything starts with Get Real Global. DRG. We even have our own radio station. We have our own radio station that we're hopefully going to be launching this year. We have official call letters from the government. KGRL And, you know, if you notice, that spells girl, G-R-L.
I love
it. But it's Get Real Los Angeles. But it also happens to spell out girl, and I thought that was awesome. So I grabbed
like
that, K-G-R-L. Only I was thinking about that.
Because you a wise woman. You a wise, badass
woman. It's all about branding. It's all about branding. I have, like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 companies that are all start with Get Real Global. Anything from travel to productions to photography, we do it all.
I am amazed.
Crazy stuff.
By the way, your girl Lillian Mortis, I'm looking at her IMDb page, which she's in pre-production for Amityville
yes.
Bigfoot.
Yes, she's in production for many big movies coming very soon. Huge
Amityville
things are going to happen for her. Yes.
Yeah. Silent
she's got
Echo,
a lot
Exotic
going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so,
and shout out again to James Balsamo. Thank you, Dan, for giving
James
her a
Balsamo.
Lot of parts and stuff.
Sweet, yes, thank you. Now, while I've got you here, while we're on the air, because you know, just like you, this after this, it goes out on Spotify, Our Heart Radio, everywhere else. Please tell me that you will, come back to Madam Perry Salon, because there's a place in the genie bottle here for you forever.
Always. I love you. You're great. I love this show. I've had a wonderful time tonight.
Oh, okay.
You're a very, very hospitable host. I love this. I had a really wonderful time. And I would gladly come back on your show anytime and gladly book guests on your show. I got you. And you can always book guests of yours, people of yours on our show. We're here to help and support.
I want your people on the show. And like I said, you just, you know, you were just warm with me from the beginning, and then us Jennifer's got to stick together, and I said, yes.
Amen.
And when you come back, I you know, I told you I want to join the touring company of your band, Beelzebub's Bitches and Granny's Got a Gun.
Yes. Yes. And I got you. No problem. You can definitely be on our stuff when we finally take this on tour. I already have band members, but I can't afford to pay any of them. So it's just put on hiatus for the moment. But that's okay. We'll get this going eventually. Beelzebub's Bitches and Granny's Got a Gun will happen at some point over this next few months, hopefully. And but you can find us everywhere. You can find us everywhere. Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere. You can find our show, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, like literally everywhere. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block or just Jenny's Real Talk. It'll pop up. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Check out Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, and all of our Get Real Global entities. And
we're
very excited. Thank you so much for having us on the show tonight. Really appreciate you.
It is an absolute pleasure. It was a gift to me. And listen, just so you know, everybody, I will, because a lot of my people tell me they listen on while they're driving home from work or while they're running or jogging, so they can't write it down, but they know I will have all the social media contacts for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, Get Real Entertainment. I'll have all the social media contacts and links on all of my social media, not only Madam Perry Salon, but on Jennifer Perry and Lone Wolf Entertainment, everything. Lone Wolf Communications. I will have sharing it everywhere for you, girl. Anything I can do, don't ask.
On Facebook.
Just tell me.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Well, so I'm going to tell everybody.
I'm pleasure questioning you.
Yay. All right, good. So we're going to be on there, and I'll be sharing it everywhere. It's not going to play. All right. Everybody, be good to each other. Be good to yourself. I love you. I'm pretty sure that Jenny will love you. And
well, when you were going to have a kid, swinging everything you did, you jump and jive and pop and sing, saying everybody's got to swing. But mom and pop were right on time. They helped up all your nursery rhymes. So when you started off your dream of a jive, that jitterbug sing.